Next up, Copenhagen. At noon on Friday, Ellen White, Sarah, and Willie, and the Scandinavian leaders, Olsen, Madison, and Oyen, left Christiania for Copenhagen aboard the steamer Melkure. Many friends from the Christiania church went with her to the steamer, and as she was about to leave, they handed her a bouquet of flowers as a token of Christian love and friendship. The voyage took a little more than 24 hours, and though they disliked traveling on the Sabbath, it was the only way they could reach Copenhagen in time for the Sunday appointments that had been made for them. Since Madison had moved his family to Stockholm by this time, two rooms on the third floor of a pension were rented for Ellen White. The same building today is the Hotel Botanique, on the corner of Norvalgade and Gothersgade. She spoke to a well-filled hall on Sunday evening. What a contrast this was to her previous visit. The accommodations were excellent. The hall was well lighted and seated with chairs. Since many halls were empty during the summer, Madison had been able to rent it for less than a dollar per meeting. Her health improved markedly during her stay there, and she was pleased to discover that the little church had grown, as well. On Monday, July 19, the training school for colporteurs opened. She was determined to give strong support to these worker training sessions. She was to spend a full week with them. Four meetings a day were scheduled: a devotional meeting at 8:30, instruction in methods at 10:30, Bible study at 6 o'clock p.m. and a preaching service at 7:30. The American visitor spoke for the devotional meeting on Monday. Only 24 were present, but she well understood the reason. This was a time of great economic and political turmoil in Denmark. Thousands were out of work, and naturally Seventh-day Adventists were even more likely than most to lose their jobs, because of the Sabbath. She spoke five times at the devotional meetings that week and twice she had the evening sermon. Over the weekend she continued to speak to the believers and workers.